This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Those of you guessing Mike Ditka, you're right, from Kicking and Screaming. That was the Who Are You game. Somebody said Dennis Hopper. No, but nice try. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Talk about them LSU Tigers. Tell me about Media Days and what you gleaned from Media Days, Jeff.
Well, it's talking season. That's what it is, Tommy. It gets people a little fired up for the start of football season. SEC Media Days is a sign that it's right around the corner as far as the college football season. And, you know, I think from Brian Kelly's perspective, a lot of optimism that this is going to be his best team that he's had. He's talked about the importance of winning the season opener, something that he has yet to do since he's been at LSU, and it's been since Joe Burrow was the quarterback that LSU won a season opener. So they got to get that monkey off their back. Looks like LSU's healthy. You know, Whit Weeks was one of the representatives from LSU that was there, talked about how he has come back from the injury that he suffered in the bowl game. Harold Perkins looks like he's good to go after tearing his ACL. A big question mark going into the season is the offensive line. The way Brian Kelly described it, he says he's bullish about that group, even though he's got to replace four starters. So right now, it's optimism is about as high as it's been. It's now they got to put the work in during preseason camp, stay away from injuries, and be ready to go for the season opener against Clemson.
What about the other teams in the SEC, Jeff? Who would you rank the top five?
Well, I think in the top five, it's obviously Georgia. Texas is right up there. Those are the top two teams in the league. I think LSU is certainly in that mix, and I still feel like Alabama is in that mix as well. I think with Kalen DeBoer now in his second season, just the level of familiarity of the program, and maybe he's got more of his kind of players there. I just think that they're still a team to be reckoned with. It's be interesting to see what Texas A&M does this season, right? I mean, they pulled off the big win against LSU last year. They really showed signs of they were very close last year from getting into that SEC championship game. So, and then I think South Carolina is a very interesting team, and that'll be a tough game for LSU when they come to South Carolina. There's a lot of optimism that their quarterback Lenore Sellers could be a guy that might actually be in the Heisman run. So, I know you asked for the top five. I think right there's a half a dozen really good teams, and I also wouldn't. I think Florida is going to be really good. I think LSU experienced it when they lost to them in the Swamp last year in November. That was a team that got better as the year went on. And DJ Lagway, their quarterback, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the country. He's going to be very difficult to stop.
Toughest stretch of the season, if you had to pick one?
Ooh, toughest stretch for LSU. You know, I mean,
I'm looking at Clemson, then you got LA Tech, La Tech, then Florida.
I tell you what, you can make the argument, Tommy, that especially when they start off this season, that they're putting so much of an emphasis on winning the season opener, and then you know if you lose the game, and then in a couple weeks after that, you have Florida in your SEC opener, and you know, this season can spiral pretty quickly in a negative direction if you lose to Clemson and then you don't rebound and come back and beat Florida in September. I mean, unless you win the rest of your games, your season is over with. So to me, that's going to be a tough stretch. The thing about this season, Tommy, just a lot of tough road games. You got to go to Ole Miss. You got to go to Alabama. You're going to Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma should be better this season. But, you know, it's just so important for LSU to get off to a good start and at least go into that game in Oxford at the end of September undefeated.
Believe it.
If they could do that, I think they're in a good spot. They're going to lose a couple games. I think 10-2 is certainly there, but 10-2 should also get you into the college football playoff.
Might sound dumb, but La Tech worries me between Clemson and Florida. It just, you know what I mean? Just kind of like hiding there in the bushes.
And I would say, I know you got to run, but just one other quick thing. I think the other thing about SEC Media Days that was discussed is when is the league going to eventually move to a 9-game schedule and what's going to happen to the college football playoff beyond this year? Will they go to 16 teams? And right now, Greg Sankey said it at the beginning of the week, you know, because they can't figure out the format and how many schools should get or how many automatic bids there should be. Mm-hmm. But they may stick at 12 for a little bit, and they may at least in 2026 again go with the 8-game conference schedule.
Thank you. Appreciate your time and your availability as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We come back. We'll talk with a professor of medicine and chief of the section of cardiology at the Tulane School of Medicine about President Trump and what he's been diagnosed with and his ankles and all that stuff. Right now, a minute late, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.